Message number 928. As the crucifixion of my church on earth commences, you must watch out for all the signs which were foretold. Thursday, October 3, 2013 at 22:35. My dearly beloved daughter, as the crucifixion of my church on earth commences, you must watch out for all the signs which were foretold. The enemies of God will emulate every aspect of my own crucifixion, beginning with the desecration of my body. When I was dragged before my executioners, they stripped me naked in order to mock me and cause me shame. They then dressed me in red, the color associated with the beast. They then fought over who would drive the first nail into my body. Then, like savages, they tore at my limbs and stretched my arms so far that they pulled them out of my sockets so as to cause me extra pain. To make me suffer more, they drove the nails through the palms of my hands at an angle so that they exited through my wrists. My two arms were pulled at two awkward angles, and I hung at a painful, unusual angle designed to cause me the maximum amount of pain and humiliation. They drew lots so that the final eight men could preside over the bloody torture they inflicted upon my body. They chanted obscenities, slapped and punched me, kicked me in the stomach, and roared like savages. They defiled me in every way to show all those who witnessed my death on the cross that I was being punished for my so-called wicked lies. I was murdered to keep me silent and to prevent the word of God from reaching souls. The same will happen soon. It won't be enough for my enemies to change the presentation of my Eucharist, they will defile my body once more. They will desecrate me in similar ways. The color red will be used. They will make gestures before my cross and insult me by their new rituals. Only those who recognize the signs will discern how these sacrileges will be enthusiastically presented to the world amid great pomp and splendor. The new homilies will be a nonsense, and much of the new liturgy will not make sense. To those who know my teachings, be aware of the confusing, illogical, and complicated statements which will accompany the introduction of the new revised teachings and creeds of old. They will not only confuse and create great unease in your soul, they will be full of contradictions and lies which could never come from me, Jesus Christ. You have been given the truth since the time I walked the earth. You will now be given the lies designed to make you turn from God. Make sure that you are alert, for you will be swallowed up and taken into false doctrine. The doctrine of darkness, planned meticulously for many years, will soon descend upon you. You must never accept promises which contradict my word. When you see these things happen, you will know that they have been brought to you by the spirit of evil in order to destroy your chance of eternal salvation. Your Jesus.